Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, that's easy, Greg. You choose the girl. And if she's as hot as you say she is, that won't take longer than 5 minutes. You can still watch the game. So, yeah, that's an easy one for you, brother. The Eagles being in the Super Bowl, there's nothing above that other than somebody on their deathbed to where you have to miss it. Or your child being sick, wife, you know, being sick, yes. Something like that. But to have some female companionship come through, dude, why can't she just watch the game? Can't she come through early and sit there and watch the game?
He made a mistake.
Let me tell you, well, hold on. What type of woman wouldn't be willing to watch the Super Bowl?
Woman you can't trust, that's for sure. Right? No, but seriously, the mistake that was already made, if the Eagles are in the Super Bowl – and she's not down with watching the Super Bowl. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it. But for a New England Rams Super Bowl, you worrying about a Super Bowl party? Well, that sounds like a you problem. What are you, an idiot? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you want to go to a Super Bowl party, then you pick the Super Bowl, a regular Super Bowl party over her? I mean, to have her come over, hang out, and then go with her over there. What do you care? Poorly managed from the start, Ike.
Yeah, I'd say just wrap this up now. Don't even bother anymore because, quite frankly, this is going to be an issue because this sounds like someone who's pretty much into herself. So you're going to have to – this sounds like somebody that may be high maintenance. You know, you're going to be spending a lot of time focusing solely on her, and that's the way she's going to always want it, and that's going to drive you crazy.
Sounds like – I agree with you. It sounds like it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
And ultimately, because the worst thing that can possibly happen is you fall in love with one thing, but she drives you absolutely nuts because she's so high maintenance.
Yeah.
I have friends that have had girlfriends like that to where it's like they love that she's hot and they love that they enjoy certain things with her, but the rest of the time they're miserable because they have to deal with her.
She sounds like an Instagram model.
It's not worth it, yes.
You remember that V. Stiviano, that girl that blew up Donald Sterling?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like that.
Let me tell you, I told my oldest son.
V. Stiviano.
You keep trying to go out to these little model-looking chicks. You want to. Your W-2 ain't right yet, man. That's going to cost you a lot of money. You know, that's a lot. That's high maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, those chicks ain't, you know, chickies and pizzas for the affordable man. Like, this is for the affordable people, right? This isn't, you know, chickies and pizzas. This isn't a slight of chickies and pizzas, but this isn't some sort of over-the-top expensive restaurant where you feel like you're paying your rent money to go take somebody out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, those high-maintenance chicks, yeah, you'll be working just to keep her happy.
Oh, and by the way, even if you're doing that, she's looking to upgrade for sure.
Always looking to
always,
upgrade.
Always, yep.
Always looking to upgrade.
Uh-huh.
And on you, on the other hand, you can't upgrade, and she knows that.
Well, that's D-Rike.
Yeah, it's like, this is the best you're going to do, buddy.
Great advice as usual, Ike. Let's go back to the phones. We have...
Man, stay in your lane.
Yeah, I agree with that. Get an attractive gal, but a cool gal. Right? Get a girl that's good-looking enough, but not so good-looking that she's going to... You're going to be miserable. Right. Worrying about her cheating. Now you're going through her phone. You're finding what you know you're going to find when you're looking for it. There's a reason why you're looking for it. Yeah, you can't sleep. You know, you're hiring detectives, you're putting GPSs on them. God knows what he'd be doing.
Man, I don't know what that's like. I have never gone through that. That sounds like something you was doing back in the day.
That sounds like something was doing to me. Are you kidding? Coming at me with a knife? Oh, believe me, I'm not kidding. I had a story about Guam. That guy called up earlier about a Guam story, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to tell that story. I almost did. Like, nah. It's not worth it.
Hold on, we need a Dear John or something, man.
The Guam story was, I had a buddy that was from Guam when I lived in Hawaii, and we used to have a blackjack shoe. You know what I'm saying when I say what's going on over there? No, that. So I had this buddy, and we were partners in a blackjack shoe, right? And we used to have games, right? Mm-hmm. And this one guy had counterfeit money, and he lost some money. And this dude from Guam, when I tell you that I was afraid I was going to be an accomplice in something, he was insane. He's like, yo, man, don't mess with people from Guam. And I'm like, you're not kidding. He was out looking for blood, right. Literally.
Well, the money's involved.
Yeah, man, I mean, I wasn't happy about counterfeit dough, but, you know, I wasn't ready to make a statement about it. Not like that.
You weren't ready to go to prison over it.
No. Let's go to the phones. Bum and Conshohocken. Hi, Bum.
Hey,
what's up, Bum?
So, hey, I just had something about this whole the pressure on con business. Now, the best thing that the Eagles can do for Carson to get his psyche right is to send Foles to the Giants or Redskins and whoop on them twice a year. Because if Eagles can't figure out how to beat Foles, then that's Schwartz's problem. We know what he likes. We know what he doesn't like. We should be able to whoop him two times
that
a
is,
year.
That is not the best thing for Carson Wentz and the Eagles. That's insane to say that.
What do you mean?
It's a distraction. You want him as far away from here as possible. No. You know why? Because idiots like me and other people will make it a distraction. It'll be all the talk nationally and locally. Oh, Nick Foles. And then, God forbid, he loses a game to Nick Foles. Now it's the end of the world. And don't tell me that pressure can't get to Carson Wentz, because it can. It can get to anybody.
No, this is to help get rid of the pressure from Carson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, if Foles goes out west there and starts putting some numbers, everyone's already saying, you see, we should have kept Foles.
Listen,
I'm
telling you, Bum, we would love it in this town if Nick Foles was in the NFC East. The Eagles may not love it, but damn it, that's twice a year we had talk. We got a topic to go with. Carson Wentz versus Nick Foles. That way everybody out there that wanted to do the whole Foles versus Wentz, you actually get an opportunity to see it. See, I ain't scared. I'm not worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we have the intel. Our coaches have the intel on Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I know you're not.
So, you know, and we would get to see Nick twice a year. That's not going to stop me from loving Nick.
Yeah, I mean,
I just won't love him twice a year.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
I also don't believe it for a second that it would be good for or what's best for Carson Wentz.
Well,
what's best for Carson Wentz is not never to focus on Nick Foles. Focus on yourself. Focus on winning now with yourself. Don't focus on Nick Foles.
I don't think he is focused on Nick Foles. That's us.
Well, if he's in the NFC East, you're going to have to focus on him more because he's going to be right in front of you. You're going to play him twice a year. See, that's fan bluster to be like, oh, yeah, go out there. No. What you want is for Carson to move on, for everybody to move on, and concentrate on winning with Carson Wentz as this quarterback. That's why you're getting rid of him. So we're not focusing on Carson Wentz all the time.
Nick Foles, you mean?
Nick Foles. Yeah, I do.
So what if he goes to the Giants or the Redskins?
What if he goes there?
Yeah.
Well, it's not good.
I mean, I'm just okay.
I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like,
I'm like, what if he goes to one of those teams? All of a sudden, his team becomes the favorite in the NFC East or something?
We got to deal with it. As an Eagle fan, you have to deal with it.
We had to play Donovan twice.
He was done. Yeah, I looked forward to those games against Donovan.
Donovan was done. He was coming off a year where they won 11 games.
All right.
I know eventually. I mean, that's what happened. That's factual. They were 11-5, and they just went to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It proved to be he was done because Andy knew that. But we didn't necessarily know that. We may have been done with Donovan, meaning you were ready to move on from him, but his play on the field didn't necessarily say that at the time. It just led a team to the playoffs.
I don't remember if I was just done with him or I thought he was done or a combination of both. Probably the latter. I mean, he fell off. I know he still probably had a productive season, but it just looked like that. Man, once he lost the ability to get away from sacks.
No, once he lost the ability to be in an organization and a culture and a coach that knew how to coach him and play to his strengths, he was done.
Well, that too. But I'm saying, as an Eagle quarterback,
right?
Once he Yeah, but you could tell he was done because once he couldn't make plays and extend plays, which is what happened at the end of his career,
he wasn't
a good enough passer.
Yeah, but that happened in 07. He was never a real run threat from like 05, 06.
Well, he wasn't a run threat, but he would still be able to slide out of sacks and kind of slide around in the pocket.
Tore his knee up. He had, what did he have, a hernia? Sports hernia?
He had a couple different things.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Rodriguez in Middletown's back. Hi, Rodriguez.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
What's up, Al?
All right, man. Sorry about that.
All right.
Listen, he's going to have all the pressure in the world, man. I've been an Eagles fan since 1969. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like an old guy. But I've seen good quarterbacks come and go like crazy. But Nick Foles was winning the big games. One after one after one after one. Cousins going to have a lot of pressure to beat the good teams. Right now, we saw Carson struggling at the end of the season. When Foles comes in, right away the team starts playing better. A lot of things need to happen with this young man. He needs to get it together. And mentally, it's hard for a young guy. We remember back in the 90s, we had a young man that fell apart because he just couldn't make the plays anymore. This is going to be hard for Carson because Carson is going to always have the thing in his mind that if I don't win the big games, if I don't win the games that count, the fans are just going to, you know how what? This fan base is.
They're going to do what?
The fans are just going to tear this young man up simply because he's not winning the big games. And Nick Foles was.
Rodriguez, what are you going to do, boo Carson Wentz?
No, it's not that. But
well, it's the only time. Hold on. It's the only time he hears. It's the only time he hears you. He's not going on Twitter. He's not listening to the radio. So he's not hearing that stuff. You're not affecting him. You're going to boo him in his own stadium? Is that what you're telling me is going to happen?
It could happen.
Okay.
Because we were winning with Nick Foles.
Okay.
There's a pressure now for him to win.
Yes, we know, Rodriguez. He has to win the Super Bowl. We know it.
No, not the Super Bowl. Win
sure.
The good games. The wins that the games that count.
Okay.
He wasn't doing that.
Okay. There's no need to get.
All right, there he is.
I'm just saying.
Rodriguez.
When he says he's going to hear it from the fans, what do you mean you're going to hear it from the fans? You're going to boo the team?
Well, he means talk radio. He means national media,
yeah,
ESPN,
to that stuff.
Skip. Yeah, but at the same time, it's impossible not to at least hear some of the noise. Maybe it's not specific. He knows that if the team's not being successful, the noise from the outside comes in.
Yeah.
You hear it a little bit.
That goes with the territory.
Yeah.
It's not his first time playing quarterback.
No, I mean.
He knows how to block this stuff out. Just does.
He does?
Yeah, the issue wasn't the outside. The issue was the inside.
Oh, there was a. The issue
wasn't the outside. The issue was the stuff inside.
There was pressure on him last year, for sure. And I don't know how well
he
handled
the
pressure.
That he put on himself. What pressure was on Carson last year?
What do you mean, what pressure? To come back and to carry the team, as you say all the time, to get him back to the Super Bowl?
That he put on himself.
Okay, yeah. But that's still pressure. And then being unfair with expectations for people like me, that was added pressure, for sure.
There were more people saying that this team, they would be okay if this team just made the playoffs. Nobody was out there saying the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year. No.
When, at the beginning of the season?
Yes.
All right, Ike. I heard a lot of – dude, we took phone calls. People were calling me crazy for saying they were closer to not making the playoffs than winning the Super Bowl. People were calling in and saying –
Who said that?
A lot of people?
No, who said they were closer to not making the playoffs than winning the Super Bowl?
Me.
Right.
Okay, and people called in and said, you're crazy. They were 12-4 last year. They're better this year. How could they not make the Super Bowl? How could they not win the Super Bowl? During training camp, people were calling us negative because we were worried about the team to start the season.
Right.
The expectations of the fans last year were probably unrealistic for what the team was going to do. That's what we learned as the season got going.
No, I felt that the majority of the fan base was still in Super Bowl celebration mode.
That too.
That's what I felt the majority of the fan base was. I felt a lot of people in the fan base didn't even want Carson to start the season.
888-729-9494. The Twitter.
I don't remember anybody saying the Eagles got to go win the Super Bowl this year.
Mark's and Marie's Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Love is in the air.
I might have said it.
You did. Wow her this Valentine's Day with a gift from Mark's Jewelers. Tell them that John Mark sent you online, marks-jewelers.com. Fill in the blank. 2019 will be the year of what team in Philly sports? At the end of the year, they accept the award. Is it the Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, or the Flyers? Only 4% of the people are saying Flyers right now, Ike. And Ben's one of those votes.
Who's winning?
Phillies, 37.
Boom.
Eagles, 28. Sixers, 31.
I got the pulse of the city, man. That's what I do.
That is what you do.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.